Our brother mentioned that he was talking about this morning, so if you heard some of this morning, I apologize. But Matthew chapter number 9, just got a couple of minutes. I'd like to read verses 36, 37, and 38. Matthew chapter number 9, Jesus has been ministering to individuals here over and over and over again, healing people, performing a great work in people's lives. People are coming to him to be healed from different sicknesses and diseases. And the multitude, it says in verse 33, the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." They said, "We've never seen this happen. So many people being healed and lives being changed." And in verse 35, let's start actually in verse number 35 of Matthew 9. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people." And so this gives you an overview of what he's been doing these last couple of chapters. He's been going and he's preaching, he's teaching. We had, of course, the great Sermon on the Mount and previous chapters here. And in chapters 8 and 9, he's just been healing and working in individual life after individual life. And then it comes to verse number 36. And it's like a pause button, if you will, has been pressed here. And we have that little word, that little conjunction, that little word "but." And Christ, it's like he pauses and he looks up and he sees the multitude. Look at verse 36. "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." Tonight, I'd just like us to think on this thought for just a second, just a moment tonight. Compassion that moves. Compassion that moves. When Jesus saw the multitude, he looked up, he saw this great multitude that had come to him, and many had come maybe to hear his teaching. Many had come because they had heard that he was performing miracles, and that they said, "Well, if we could just get to Jesus." I'm sure some had tried every remedy that they knew, and they said, "There's this miracle worker, his name is Jesus. If I can just get to him, maybe I can be healed." And so they come, and Jesus looks up, and he sees this great multitude that has gathered around him. And it says that when he saw them, he was moved with compassion on them. And we find here he was moved with compassion for two reasons. First of all, it says he was moved with compassion because they fainted. You know, again, this was a hurting people. This was a group of people. Many of them were trying to get to Jesus because they were looking for healing physically in their lives. They had, I'm sure, tried every doctor, every remedy. They could, but they heard of Jesus, and so they were there. And Jesus looks up, and there's all these fainting, hurting people physically. And he sees the problem, and it says he has compassion on them. This idea of compassion is great pity that wells up from within. This is Christ seeing the need. This is like maybe us today saying our heart breaks for someone who's hurting. Maybe someone who's lost a loved one or is going through a hard time in their lives, and we say, "Wow, our heart, we're stirred up from within because of what they're going through. And we have compassion on them." This is compassion that moves. And Christ sees the need of the people. And you know, compassion just doesn't see the need. It seeks to meet the need. And that's exactly what Jesus does here over and over again. What has he been doing these last few chapters? He's been meeting the physical needs of people. He's been seeing fainting people. He's been meeting their needs. He was moved with compassion on them for their physical need. Christ sees the problem of fainting people. And I'm so thankful he sees our needs this evening. Our physical needs, our financial needs, our emotional needs. Christ sees them and he meets them. Christ saw them many times throughout when his ministry. He saw them when they were hungry. He stopped and he fed them. Think of the feeding of the 5,000. When he saw people that were sick, he stopped and healed them. He met people's physical needs. Can I tell you, he cares about you tonight. He cares about your physical needs. He cares about me. He has compassion on us. I love Matthew 6, verse 30. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not so much the more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Christ meets the need. Christ meets our need. I don't know what your need is today, but can I tell you, Christ wants to meet it, if you'll let him. Whatever your need is, he wants to meet it. Casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. We can cast our care on him because he cares. Christ came, but Secondly, here, he just didn't come to meet the physical needs. Praise the Lord, he came to meet the spiritual needs of people. He says he saw them as they because they fainted in verse 36 and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. He said they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd, do they not? Without a shepherd, a sheep's not going to get very far. A sheep's going to die without a shepherd caring for them. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am the great shepherd. He came to care for the sheep. We are called sheep. We are unable to save ourselves. We are lost in sin. We are on our way to a Christless eternity in a place called hell. If it weren't for a great shepherd who saw our need, and he came to lay down his life for the sheep. That's you and that's me tonight. He came to die for us. If the shepherd was not doing his job properly, the sheep would quickly die. Sheep are not considered the smartest animals in the world, are they? They need a shepherd. They need someone to guide them. A shepherd had to always be alert to the needs of the sheep, and Jesus was the good shepherd. There's a lot of false shepherds, but Jesus is the true shepherd. He's the one who came to seek and to save that which is lost. If you're not here, if you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, can I encourage you tonight to get that settled? He came and he had great compassion on this multitude, but he has great compassion on you and me this evening. He cares about your physical needs, but more importantly, most importantly, he cares about your spiritual needs. He wants you to live with him for all eternity in heaven. If you put your faith and trust in him. I love Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Christ had compassion, and I just want to quickly give us just a couple things now. If Christ had compassion for us, we need to have compassion that's shown towards others. I just want to mention just two here, in our one from our text here in verse number 37. You know, I've seen these verses, verse 37 and 38, but it wasn't until recently that I really saw them in context of verse number 36. It's when Christ saw the multitude. It's when he saw the fainting people. It's when he saw the spiritual needs that he then turns and he looks at his disciples and he says, the harvest truly is plenteous. It's in light of all this harvest that's around him, this multitude that's gathered together. He says, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. He says, I have compassion, but then he tells his disciples to have compassion. How? It's a compassion that moves us to pray for more laborers. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous. There's plenty of people, but there's very few laborers to go and tell. And he says to his disciples, pray for more laborers. And what causes us to pray for more laborers? It's when we see the multitude. It's when we're moved with compassion. Why are we moved with compassion? It's because Jesus Christ was moved with compassion for us. That's what should move us to have compassion for others. It's a compassion that causes us, that moves us to pray. There's a compassion that moves us to forgive others. I won't take the time tonight, but we could go to the passage of Scripture if you just want to write down Matthew 18, where we see this phrase, moved with compassion. We see a master who forgave his servant a whole bunch of money. He couldn't repay it back, but he forgave, but that servant went out and didn't forgive his servant, that owed him just a little bit of money. But it says that the master was moved with compassion to forgive. And then just quickly, compassion that moves us to go. Compassion that moves us to go. To be willing to say, God, if you would have me, yes, to go to Greenland, to go to Africa, to go to South America, wherever you'd have me to go, I'm willing to go. But can I tell us tonight that all of us are called to go to our Jerusalem? All of us are called to go across the street or to share the gospel to the lady at the Walmart checkout counter, the restaurant, wherever our co-workers. A compassion that goes. Go ye therefore into all the world, he says, and preach the gospel. Sometimes we think about the world being way out there, but you know the world is right here. It's right in our back doors. It's where we work. It's where we live. It's our Jerusalem. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So can I just encourage us tonight? Can I remind us, first of all, that Christ had compassion for us? He saw us in our need. He saw us in our hurt. He saw us that we were unable to save ourselves. And he was our great shepherd. He came to save us. And because of that, he says to his disciples and he says to us today, have compassion on others. See the lost. Pray for laborers. be willing to forgive others and go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May we have compassion on a lost and dying world. May we share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you.